Blake Burris with KJAN Sports, and we are previewing the 2023-2024 high school basketball season. And today I have head coach of the Riverside Boys Bulldogs, Coach Nicholas Crone. Coach, thanks for taking time out of your busy week to meet with us.
Yeah, and thank you. Always appreciate the coverage.
Coach, before we start talking about the upcoming season, what has the off season looked like for your Bulldogs team?
The off season, we kind of set up, but we have a 4-day kind of training option to do for kids. It was probably the best summer we've had. I think we had about 14 of our 18 kids right now that came in just about every day. So they have an option to come in 1 day a week, 2 days a week, 3 days a week. We had most of them coming in, you know, every day after weights or before weights they were coming in. It's a bunch of skill building opportunities. And then, we went to Kearney. We went out to Kearney and Tri-Center had a tournament. We were in the Harlan League. And, so we got about 15 games in this summer to go along with some of the skill-building sessions. So, I mean, the summer was a lot of fun. I mean, our kids showed up and they worked really hard.
What did you learn about your team in those 15 games? And then what does it say about the players' dedication to continue to work and get better, those guys being in there all four of those optional days?
I think you just kind of see who's serious about it. A lot of those guys were doing baseball or they were running in the summer in a running club and then they were going to weights, and then they're coming in before or after to work on the skills, which is a whole nother workout that they do. So I guess it tells you a lot about their toughness and their dedication. From some of the summer stuff, what was big for us is, you know, we lost four seniors, three that had played significant amount of minutes. So we had a lot of guys, some of our upperclassmen that were getting extended roles, but then it was great to kind of see because we'll have some freshmen in our rotation, so it was great to see how those guys meshed with the upperclassmen and how they did against varsity competition because last time they had played it was, an eighth grade basketball game. So that was a big part of, like, when we went out to Kearney, just seeing the varsity competition for some of our inexperienced guys.
With losing some of those guys from last year's team and having some younger players maybe contributing, who are going to be some of those new contributors to your varsity team this season?
Well, you have Grady Jepson and Mason and Kyler Reakin would be probably our most experienced returners coming back this year. But then Garrett Huff. Garrett Huff also got some minutes last year, but he will come back and play a big role. DJ Brahman will be in the mix of playing there. We have the Hendersons, White Bell, they're in there. But then we have a freshman crew that played pretty well. Cole Jepson, Owen Fenner, and Peyton Amdor really had a pretty good summer, both working out and kind of getting in some of our main rotations as we went through our summer schedule. So, I see it's still pretty open competition. I feel like this could be one of the deeper teams that we've had. It seems like we're always about 6 to 7 deep. I think we could potentially go deep, which we might need because we're not blessed and gifted with super big size. So we're really going to have to, be gritty and fight and scrounge to keep people away from the basket, fighting for rebounds and stuff like that. Hopefully it doesn't equate to foul trouble, but, I mean, it could be. So that depth might be good for that purpose.
You talked about Grady Jepson. He averaged over 20 points per game last season as a junior. Where do you see him improving over this season going into his senior year?
Well, I think his confidence level, he's always been confident, but, seniors are just different, however you slice it. They're different. I noticed in football, he had an outstanding football season, really fast. Last year he started the year, he got injured in football, and he had to gradually work his way back. He wasn't back to full-time until after Christmas in basketball last year. And then what he did after Christmas was really good. This year he's healthy. I think he feels pretty good. I mean, he's looking pretty fast. He's got some pretty good springs. You're kind of seeing a culmination of his the work that he's done the last 4 years and having a healthy body right now. So, I think the biggest thing of interest is because he's definitely, the returning player of the year in the conference, averaging over 20 points a game. So he's going to see a lot of different stuff. he's going to see, he's going to see the best defenders for sure. If they're playing man, he's probably going to see a lot of doubles. He might see some junk defenses on him, I would anticipate. So kind of seeing how he's used all that strength training, speed training, using some of that speed, and then his skill level is just really good. So, he's refined a lot of stuff. He's worked some low post games. He's worked on quickening his release a little bit, so that way he doesn't need as much space to shoot. So I'm really excited about what the senior season he's going to put together.
Talked about him facing some junk defenses this season. With your team this year being a little more deeper than usual, maybe not having that size, but being maybe a little quicker, is that going to allow you to kind of junk your defenses up and throw some different styles of defense at opponents?
Yeah, I mean, that's always the goal. I worry a little bit with the inexperience, just some of the you know, you'll have some youth and inexperience to start. Getting them into a couple base defenses first. And then maybe after Christmas, hopefully you can add on the traps and the different sort of defenses and stuff you could throw out there. So, yeah, I would say that's definitely on the table. We're going to have to be creative. I think at the base, we're going to have to be kind of gritty and scrappy. Like, loose balls got to be ours. We got to really tighten up and close down penetration lanes. We're going to have to check out like crazy, maybe double team in the post. So, yeah, I would definitely say we could see some unique and different fronts and different defenses we're going to have to run to just kind of confuse the other offenses sometimes.
Coach, every team has goals going into their season. What is the main goal for your Riverside Bulldogs as you guys start practice this week and move forward into getting into the regular season?
Well, the big thing I've been hammering on, I said, we can really be a good team to start this summer. We're kind of a quiet team right now, and so for us to do the things defensively to stay competitive with teams that may be bigger, we need to talk and communicate. So we've really kind of put a big emphasis on seniors communicating, because I think we can make a pretty deep run. I mean, if we get fired on cylinders and we're communicating and being scrappy, we have a little bit of depth, you know, because at times last year depth really hurt us, I thought. You know, we lost some leads in the fourth quarter, I think maybe just fatigue. So, I mean, we got to get in shape. But, you know, it's been 3 years now since we reached the district final. And, you know, the last couple years being in the WIC, you know, it's a tough slate of schedules, and your record doesn't always reflect. So the last 2 years, we've had to play a really good Audubon team 2 years ago coming out, and a really good Woodbine team is our first-round postseason. So when you start thinking of postseason wins, you know, we want to make a deep run. You know, definitely make noise in our district. Hopefully have a regular season that will afford us maybe a little better seed, maybe some home court advantage. And I just talked to him. I said the last time we made district final, it definitely wasn't our offense that got us there. You know, it was the defensive effort those guys put out 3 years ago was a big part why we made a deep run. And so kind of hammered on that, and hopefully that translates.
And that is head coach of the Riverside Bulldogs boys basketball team, Coach Nicholas Crone, as we preview the upcoming 2023-2024 high school basketball season. This has been Blake Burris with KJAN Sports.